exactly as you imagine. It's what they called when I was in Alaska. I guess that's about it. About all I can think of.
Now, when you say pleasure merchant as lady of the evening, are these terms used in Birmingham?
No, I think prostitute probably more so than anything else would be used.
I'm just curious because you said in Alaska, I want to find out where you pick these terms up. We're trying to find out what's used in Birmingham.
Okay, obviously, you know, some of the things that I probably will say to you will be because of my experiences in Ohio and there and Delaware and D.C. and Chicago and wherever places I've been.
Yeah, no, are these places through the Air Force or just traveling around?
Well, I was only stationed in Texas, Delaware, and Alaska.
I see, yeah.
Service, and since that time, you know, here at work, on vacation and all, I've been to California, I mean, Los Angeles, Chicago, you name it, New Orleans.
Okay.
Just love it there.
Okay, what would the building be called where several prostitutes work?
House of Ill Repute. It's a whorehouse.
And what are the managers of prostitutes called?
Madame.
Or?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't, you know, I don't know whether I don't know whether they would be construed to be pimps. No, the pimps might be the ones that.
What's the difference between a pimp and a?
I would think that a pimp would be sort of like the manager, you know, of the lady, whereas the madame would, the house lady would not have to go out and manage as such because she has sort of an influx of business.
Okay. What would you call a person who drinks all the time?
An alcoholic?
Or
a... Lush.
A what? Lush?
Lush. L-U-S-H.
A Lush? Or just...
Yes. Yes. A article.
Okay.
Lush. L-U-S-H.
And how about if somebody didn't necessarily drink all the time, but...
Controlled alcoholic. Controlled alcoholic.
Wait a minute, okay, say somebody doesn't drink at all.
Teetotaler.
What's a teetotaler?
One who doesn't drink at all.
But
you're talking about the social drinker? The one that...
getting to something else.
Okay.
Somebody who would sit around and do nothing. Never works. It's no good. Do you have a word for him? That type of person.
In that context, I would have to have a little bit more information because obviously it calls for a judgment, you know, to say that this is a bomb or whatever. And my orientation would be to see why. I might have another name for him totally. You know, as a person who's been, might call him someone who's been whipped by society or whatever. I don't know. But I don't think my personal orientation allows me to just look and say, wow, there's a bum, a tramp, a hobo, or, you know, whatever, in regards to what his mode of transportation was.
Okay. What would you call a cheap hotel that caters to bums or tramps, whatever you want to call them?
I don't know. I guess the word would be, you know, like a transient hotel. Transient. But, you know, you've heard them call anything from dives to... flea bags to whatever.
Is that around here?
No, and I wouldn't, I really don't know. I'm sure. I mean, there are some. I make no beeps about that, but I don't know what generally they're called here in this area.
Oh, okay.